Bristol Myers, makers of sal hepatica for the smile of health. And Truche, the beforehand lotion, presents the Eddie
Tanner Show.
We're on the air. Stop yawning. What's the matter with you?
I'm sleepy.
You're sleepy before we... Has anybody here got a bed? Harry would like to lie down for... You want to lie down between these sails over there? You want to do it? What makes you so tired, Harry?
Listen, Eddie, my baby is 3 weeks old. You know that. And you wouldn't know how tiresome it is getting up every night and walking the floor with a kid.
I wouldn't know how tiresome? Listen, Harry, the first 10 years Ida and I were married, I went to bed wearing roller skates.
Eddie.
But finally, we got it down to a system. Ida walked with the first kid, I walked with the second, Ida the third, me with the fourth, and Ida walked with the fifth.
Yeah, now, Eddie?
I walk alone. For to tell you the truth, I would rather they're asleep, I must gather.
I see what you mean. You wouldn't want another one, huh?
It's too late now. I sold my roller skates. Harry, look, if you're having trouble with your baby at night...
Yeah.
As one father to another, let me tell you the best method I found to keep an infant quiet.
Hmm.
When you hear him cry...
Yeah.
Take off your shoes. Tiptoe into his room. Put your nose right up against the baby's nose and say... Shut up!
I think yelling at a baby is cruel.
Yeah?
You know, when my kid cries, I just take my hand and slap it over his mouth.
Is that what you do? Well, look, Harry, I've had 5 babies, and I found putting your hand over a baby's mouth is very dangerous.
Dangerous?
Harry, you see this little finger?
Yeah.
Used to be my big finger. But seriously, Harry, when a baby cries at night, you only spoil him by picking him up. Why don't you just put him in the other room and let him cry? Let him cry it out.
Oh, yeah, well, who's got another room?
What? You mean you all live in one room, Harry?
Well, it's...
Why, when I had my first baby, I got a special nursery for the kid by saving a little out of each week's pay.
Yeah, well, sure, you could save, but you weren't working for you.
All right, Ed Harry, you need an apartment. Have you looked for one?
Look, all last night, while Nora and Leonard stayed at home to mind our baby.
They did?
Uh-huh.
Come here, Nora. Oh, Nora Martin. Come in, Nora. Nora, is this romance? What is it? You and Leonard both minding Harry's baby?
Oh, yes, it was fun.
Yeah?
After the baby fell asleep, Leonard and I sat on the couch, and I got close to him, and then Leonard puckered up.
Then?
He picked up his trumpet and played Honeysuckle Rose.
What a guy. Leonard Seuss. Come in, Leonard. Come over.
Yes, Mr. Tanner.
Leonard, look, when you were alone with Nora all puckered up, what did you do? Played Honeysuckle Rose. That wasn't nice. She didn't like that.
Well, why didn't she say something? I could have played Stardust.
Oh! Leonard, you can't go through life with just your trumpet, kid. Why, even Harry James, as great as he is, found something else to love and be proud of besides a trumpet.
Oh, you want me to raise a mustache?
No, Leonard, I was referring to Nora Martin.
Is she going to raise a mustache?
Forget the mummy. Forget trumpets. Just remember that you and Nora have to do the song together while Harry and I go out to find an apartment for By the way, Harry, what is your baby's name?
I was saving that as a surprise.
Yeah? What?
Yeah.
What is the...
Well, I named my baby Eddie Cantor Bonzel.
Harry. Eddie Cantor Bonzel.
Yeah.
Eddie Cantor Bonzel. All my life I've wanted a boy to carry on my name. I gave up all hope until now that you've made it possible. Think of it.
Well,
throughout his life, a boy, your boy, will carry my name. Eddie Cantor Bonzel.
Oh, well, now, please, Eddie.
I'm so happy I could cry on your shoulder. Give me your shoulder.
Yeah, here.
Oh, Harry.
Now, listen, don't cry, please.
I can't help it, Harry. Eddie Cantor.
Well,
give me something to dry my tears.
Yeah, well, here, I...
Not your shirt tail, Harry. Your hanky.
Yeah, here.
Is that your hanky?
Yeah.
Give me your shirt tail.
Well... Stop this, will you? I'm not doing such a big thing.
Yeah.
Crying and everything. A lot of kids have been named after famous people.
Yeah.
Listen, I read where a certain Mr. Smith named his son John D. Rockefeller Smith. Let me tell you the
story. I don't want to hear it, Harry. Yeah. Eddie Candlebum.
Well, in honor of the kid being named after him, John D. Rockefeller not only paid that boy's way through college... college, but he also gave his poor old father a generous weekly allowance.
Harry, you couldn't think of a nicer name. John D. Rockefeller Von Zell.
Oh, no, Eddie. Now, Rockefeller is no name for my boy. I'm in radio, and I want him named after a radio star.
You're right, Harry. After all, you couldn't think of a nicer name. Rochester Von Zell.
Rochester Von Zell.
You couldn't think of a nicer name.
Now, wait just a minute. I'm beginning to resent your trying to snuff my kid off on somebody else.
I'm not.
Well, for all I care, his name can be Sam. What do I care? I just thought you'd feel honored if I named him after you.
I am honored, Harry. I am. So let's forget it.
All right. Good.
There's only one thing I want to know.
What?
What's wrong with Sam?
No. Now, look, Eddie.
Now, Sam! Sam! Can't you see it? A name that's as American as America. Imagine when he grows up and has children of his own, and your daughter has children. Think how proud you'll be when her children point to your son and say, "There's Uncle Sam." Can't you see it? Uncle Sam! What are you laughing at? What are you laughing at, Harry?
Boy, what you won't go through to save a couple of bucks.
Harry, look, if you think I'm afraid naming your kid will cost me money, I'll tell you what. You name your baby Eddie Cantor Von Zell.
Good.
And I'll go back to my own name. Come on, Harry, apartment. A hundred people. Let me do the talking. I have a way of getting what I want.
You have?
Oh, sure. You know how tough that Alan Ladd is, the actor, you know?
Well, Alan Ladd, the tough guy in the picture?
Sure. He's going to be on our show next week.
Oh.
I didn't talk salary or anything. I just said, "Be there, Fudd." That's what I said. "Be there, Fudd." and I fainted. Yeah. I'm a pretty tough customer.
I know that, but look, if you're that convincing, maybe you could talk to Eddie Cantor about raising my salary.
Sorry, Harry, but that guy wouldn't even speak to you. No, don't bother.
Well, now, listen, Eddie, you said you always would do my talking for me.
Not always, Harry. There are times when you are much more eloquent than I.
When, Eddie, when?
Why, every Wednesday night when you advise millions of people how to feel better faster.
Oh, you mean like this?
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, when you wake up in the morning feeling sick and headachy due to the need of a laxative, take a glassful of sparkling sal hepatica. Speedy brings quick, gentle relief, usually within an hour. And besides helping you feel better faster, sparkling sal hepatica gives you this additional advantage.
This famous saline helps sweeten an upset stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity.
So tonight or tomorrow, get a bottle of sal hepatica from your druggist. Remembering this caution, use only as directed. Then whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better, thanks to gentle, speedy sal hepatica.
Hey, that's 50, 60, 70, 75. Here you are, Mr. Landlord. Your name is Moody, isn't it?
That's right.
Moody, it's a lot of money for an apartment, but...
Yeah, but look what you're getting. Look at the view from this window. Why, on a clear day in Los Angeles, you can see Catalina.
Oh, boy. I've always wanted to see that.
Catalina?
No, a clear day in Los Angeles. Didn't it rain? Didn't it rain? You know, in my house, Mr. Landlord, I set a mouse trap in my basement.
Really?
Yeah, caught a herring. I'll tell you, look, Harry, you think it's all right, this apartment?
Well, apartment's fine, but Mr. Moody said no dogs or children.
That's right. I hate them. Children. Bah. Dogs. Bah.
Yeah, and sheep.
Bah.
Quiet, Harry. We're in.
Now, look. Is this apartment for just you two fellas?
No. It's for this man and his wife. They're newlyweds.
Newlyweds, huh? Well, this is a 10-year lease. And remember, no children.
That guy I should have met four daughters ago.
Look, Eddie, what are we going to do with the baby?
I don't know. Gee, you said no children.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe the baby can stop at a hotel, huh?
The baby stopping at a hotel?
Yeah. It would look pretty silly, the baby calling room service and just ordering napkins. But don't worry about it, Harry. We'll find some way to sneak the kid in here. Leave it to me, will you?
Well, Eddie, here we are back at the apartment. I hope everything...
Here, now, let's see if we can sneak past Mr. Moody's door without him hearing the baby.
Oh, well, it's all right. I've got it in the basket with a sheet over it.
Keep him quiet.
Yeah, yeah. Shush, baby.
Yes, shush.
Did I hear someone shushing a baby?
We were just singing.
Shush, baby.
Yeah.
Shush, baby. Shush, baby. Your daddy's off to the 17th Street.
Oh, gee, that's pretty.
It is?
Music I adore.
The children.
Wow, that was close.
Yeah. Say, what are we going to do with the baby till his crib gets here?
Look, Harry, put him on the bed and put chairs all around the bed to keep him from rolling off. I learned that trick years ago when I was on the road with the Ziegfeld Follies.
Oh, you used to do that with your babies?
No, with W.C. Fields. Uh-oh. Is that you, Mr. Moody?
No, my name is Myrtle.
Harry, it's Myrtle.
Oh, Myrtle.
No.
Ain't bed sheets to be changed?
No, Myrtle.
Ain't there nothing around here to be changed?
She wasn't asking you.
Oh, a baby. What a cute little fella.
Yeah, and listen, Myrtle, babies aren't allowed here, you know, so don't mention it to the landlord.
Oh, don't worry about me. I'll keep quiet. I'll shut up like an oyster.
Oyster? You're silly. You mean an oyster.
You're silly. I mean a clam.
Before you go, Myrtle, promise you won't say anything about the baby, huh?
Say I wouldn't give that kid away. Gosh, I'm going to have a baby of my own when I get married.
Oh, that's nice. What do you want, a boy or a girl?
Oh, I want to marry a boy.
Go get him. Goodbye, Myrtle. Goodbye. The baby. baby crying might give us away.
Well, it's near his feeding time, Eddie. According to the doctor's formula, he should have goat's milk, too.
What are you talking... Goat's milk? Why, that sounds silly.
Why silly? Look how popular buffalo milk is.
Harry, who drink buffalo's milk?
People who live in Buffalo.
Well, you didn't say little buffalo, so I won't... Of all the corny guys... Quick, Harry, take the baby in the bedroom. Quick. Oh, Mr. Moody.
Did I hear a funny noise coming from this apartment?
I was just listening to the radio. John's other wife.
Don't tell me they had a baby.
Yeah, that's it. 8-pound boy. Looks just like his first wife.
Well, they better not try to get an apartment here. That's all I can...
Hey, Eddie, has he gone?
Yes.
What are you doing?
I'm calling my house to have them send over a nursing bottle and some goat's milk. We've got to keep the kid quiet. Hello? Hello?
How do you do?
Where's Gordon? The Russians. Russian?
Yes?
What are you doing at my house?
I am still here from your election night party.
But Russian, the party is finished.
But the scotch ain't.
Never mind that Russian. Look, Russian, listen.
Yes?
I'm at the Park Lane Apartments, 14G with Harry Von Zell.
Oh.
And we've got someone here in the room we don't want the landlord to know about.
Mm-hmm.
Can you bring over a bottle and...
Need any white rock?
No, Russian, this is for Harry Von Zell's baby, a little baby.
Then you should have white rock. You can't expect a kid to drink it straight.
Look, we need a nursing bottle and a quart of goat's milk. Now, remember,
yes?
The Park Lane Apartments on the corner where Wilcox meets Beverly.
Where?
The corner where Wilcox meets Beverly.
Mrs. Wilcox knows about it.
Never mind. Just get over here with a nursing bottle and a quart of goat's milk. Goodbye. The milk will be right over, Harry.
Oh, good, Eddie. Now, we got to bathe the baby. It's time for your bath, isn't it, little fella?
Long ago.
Oh. Look, he must understand what we're saying, Eddie.
Harry, I always wonder what he's trying to say when he says, a girl, girl.
Girl. Long ago. Some landlord. Bah. Guess it's hard for my old man to get an apartment with a wall on. Look at it. My old man. What a lubberhead. Who drinks buffalo milk? People who live in Buffalo. No wonder the other guy is his boss. They're going to bathe me again. Yep. They're taking off my bonnet. There goes my bib. And, oh, fellas, not that. Have you no feeling? Please, is this strip necessary? You can't leave me like this. Oh, I give up. My eyes are just beginning to see pretty good. I think I'll just look around. Well, well, what a surprise. Blue booty. I must be a boy. Uh-oh. Here I go again. Over on my back, grab my legs. More talcum powder. That stuff tickles. If they sprinkle that talcum powder on me, I know I'm going to giggle. I just know I'll...
Harry, he's sound asleep after his bath.
Mm-hmm.
Pick up that book off the floor. Harry, what is it?
Oh, well, that's a book of nursery rhymes the sponsor sent the baby.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Listen. Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water.
Yeah, what's the rest of it?
The rest of it says that Jill brought along a bottle of Truchet, the beforehand lotion.
Did you say true shaving?
Yeah, in case it was hot, soapy water and her hand fell in it.
I don't get it, Harry.
Well, Jill knew that by applying true shave before putting hands in hot, soapy water, true shave helps safeguard them from roughness and dryness. Helps keep them soft and lovely.
Oh, I see. If Jill didn't keep her hands nice, Jack wouldn't have come up that hill with her, huh?
That's right. And here's another one. There was a young lady who lived in a shoe. She had smoother, lovelier hands, because she knew what to do.
She knew what to do, huh?
Oh, yes, all women know what to do for smoother, lovelier hands. Just begin today to use True Shave.
Yep, Harry.
Huh?
Stop talking so loud. We'll wake the baby. Oh, I hope that's not Mr. Moody. I wonder who it can be.
Open the door and you shall see. It's no one else, it's only me. Or would you rather have a goat?
The Russian.
Yes?
Did you get the bottle and the goat's milk?
Here's the bottle.
Yeah, how much goat's milk have you got?
Don't ask me, ask the goat.
Ask the goat?
Most of course. Oh, Jennifer.
Well, I'll be... Russian, where did you get the goat?
We share an apartment.
Why, that's crazy. How could you share an apartment? He's a goat and you're a man.
Don't tell my landlord. He thinks I'm another goat.
I asked you for a quart of goat's milk and you bring a whole goat. Isn't that expensive?
No, you get a nickel back on the goat.
Wait a minute. Russia, do me a favor. Take Jennifer and the bottle into the bathroom and get me a bottle of milk.
All right, come along. Jennifer, come on. We've got work to do. Jennifer, does the baby like grade A, B, or C?
What do you mean?
Jennifer has four pussies.
Grade A, B, or C? That's only three. What's in the other pussies?
Pensacola.
Quiet, Jennifer, quiet.
What was that noise I heard?
It must have been the radio.
Don't tell me John's other wife has a goat.
No. Look, Mr. Moody, I want to talk to you. I think you've got a heart, and I'd like to appeal to it. What have you got against the world, especially babies with that bah? What is that?
Well, I wasn't always like this.
No?
I had a baby once. He didn't see me until he was five. Then he took a look at me and ran away.
The beard frightened him.
You blame me for being bitter.
You say the baby ran away?
Yes, 30 years ago. I can see the kid standing there and looking up at me with outstretched ears.
Outstretched ears?
Yes. Even if it is 30 years ago, I'd know him anyplace. Why?
Harry Campbell, here's the milk.
That face, that voice, those ears. My son.
My daddy.
The time, the gay 90s. Place, St. Louis. Scene, a trolley. Girl, Nora Martin. Boy, Eddie Cantor. Boy.
With your high starch collar and your high top shoes and your hair piled high upon your head,
I went to find a dolly hour on the trolley and lost my heart instead.
Clang, clang, clang went the trolley.
Ding, ding, ding went the bell.
Zing, zing, zing went my heartstrings. For the moment I saw you, I fell.
Chug, chug, chug went the motor. Bump, bump, bump went the brake.
Thump, thump, thump went my heartstrings. When you smiled, I could feel the car shake.
You tipped your hat and took a seat.
I said I hoped I hadn't stepped upon your feet.
You asked my name, I held my breath.
I couldn't speak because you scared me half to death.
Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer. Plop, plop, plop went the wheel.
Stop, stop, stop went my heartstrings.
As I started to go, then I started to know how it feels
when the universe reels. Clang, clang, clang went the trolley.
Ding, ding, ding went the bell.
Zing, zing, zing went my heartstrings. For the moment I saw you,
I fell.
You know, you're very pretty.
Oh, you shouldn't say that.
But you are.
Oh, no. But you're very handsome.
You shouldn't say that.
But you are.
I know I am, but you shouldn't say it. So softly. Tell me, do you always travel alone on this trolley?
Oh, no. Sometimes I bring all my children.
Well, how many children do you bring?
22.
22? Well, button my shoe.
Yes, you see, I'm a school teacher, and they're my pupils.
22 children. You have a lot of class.
Oh. Well, what do you know? I'm way past my stop where Wilcox meets Beverly.
Wilcox knows about it.
Yep. Conductor, be still.
I wonder how I missed my stop.
Why, don't you remember? As you started to leave, I took hold of your sleeve with my hand.
And as if it were a plan, you stayed on with me and it was grand.
Just to stand with your hand
holding mine
to the end of the
Thank you, Leonard Seuss and Nora Martin. Ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow when you're out doing your Christmas shopping, buy an extra gift for a boy who might otherwise go without one. Yes, buy a gift for a Yank who gave, for those sick and wounded heroes in the Army and Navy hospitals. If you make your purchase in a department store, ask the clerk to deliver it to the American Legion for you. If you buy it elsewhere, just send the gift to your nearest Legion post. Whatever you do, won't you feel grand to know that on Christmas Day, some lonely boy in a hospital ward will be cheered with the gift you gave? Come on, Americans. Let your arm we never forget. Make Christmas merry for a Yank who gave. Send that extra gift to your local American Legion post. Or, if you buy it in a department store, ask them to do it for you. Let's get together and give over here for those who gave so much over there.
I love to spend each Wednesday with you, as friend to friend. I'm sorry it's true, I'm telling you just how I feel.
Listen in again next week, same time, when our special guest will be that brilliant actor, Alan Ladd. And in the meantime, don't forget the two products that make our Wednesdays together possible. Sal Hepatica for the smile of health and Truche, the beforehand lotion. Sal Hepatica, Truche. Good night, everybody.
Say, mothers, if Junior's in bed now sniffing away like mad because he's got a cold, why don't you help him get fast relief from those annoying cold symptoms? Get a jar of Minute Rub, and honestly, you'll be pleased and Junior will be grateful with the comfort Minute Rub will give. Just rub a little Minute Rub on his back and chest, and in a few seconds there'll be a pleasant sensation of warmth, as Minute Rub helps soothe that cold discomfort. At the same time, Minute Rub's menthol vapors will help relieve that clogged up feeling in the nose and throat. So help your child to fast relief from cold symptoms with this modern chest rub. And remember, Minute Rub is just as good for you as it is for your child. That's M-I-N-I-T-R-U-B. Minute Rub.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
KFI, Los Angeles, Earl C.